it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Alrighty, let's go up to Queensland. Let's continue the chat on Reece Walsh. Let's continue the chat on LIV Golf. Pat and Heels doing their thing across the border. Pat and Heels, good morning.
Vossi, a very good morning to you. Yes, I'm a little bleary-eyed. I got home from Adelaide late last night, but I tell you, it was all adrenaline at the Grange over the last 3 days. I see they've just released figures saying they got record crowds of 94,000. It was a lot of fun to be involved in.
Well, Heels, this is a bit of a sore point. You, me, we're stuck here. Studio Brandy, we never go anywhere.
Workaholics,
Rogers on the junket. Jared Whateley, he goes off to the Super Bowl. When's our trip, Heels? Come on.
Yeah. No, I have been thinking that myself. But yeah, we're just workaholics, mate. Covering backsides, we do. That's what we do. Now, you're that busy every weekend, but did you just purposely give the Firebirds and Swift results when we came on air with you?
Yeah,
you rubbed it in?
Yeah, yeah. Touched
You're
them.
Unbelievable,
no,
but, mate.
No, well, well done, Firebirds. Extra time. No, we just were so in shock in Sydney. The Swifts started the year with a big defeat, a heavy defeat. Then we had Maddie Proud on the program, co-captain, and she promised us. Like, she gave a little promise, you know, and said they'd bounce back, and they have. They've won two straight. So we just thought we'd highlight that. I know Matty Russell was LIV Golf bound yesterday. A lot of viewing yesterday. So he's extra jealous of you, Pat. I do know that, Matty.
Well, Pat, when it came to the individual event, Brendan Steele, great story there. But I was captivated by this second hole playoff between the South Africans and the Aussies, the Aussie Rippers, as their name. Cam Smith, Mark Leishman get the job done after the South Africans put their shots into the bunker. The crowd behaviour, while questionable, gee, it adds an element, doesn't it, to this golf tournament. Just tell us about that playoff and the fan atmosphere at the course while that was unfolding.
Well, Matty, it was all a little bit surreal, to tell you the truth, because, yes, Brendan Steele won it, and he played from the first hole, so he actually finished at 18 with his shotgun start format that they use. So there, his teammates and his friends are splashing champagne all over the 18th green and around the hole in particular. And then we realised, hang on a minute, we've got a playoff here for the teams event where there was a hell of a lot of money involved, $7.5 million Australian involved in that for the teams. And so, yeah, we went back and started again. And naturally, every spectator on the course has arrived on the one hole to watch this play. So there were, I have to say, tens of thousands of people around it. And just trying to control them was crazy because they have this habit as they come up 18 of allowing the fans to jump in behind. And, it was just manic. It really was. But look,
when
it was great.
When we get a piece of the action, Pat, okay, so we've done Adelaide twice. What is the word? Is it locked in there? Can we get more than one? Like, I'm sure Sydney, Brisbane would buy into it, Melbourne. You'd have a little Australian leg, couldn't you, at the LIV?
Yeah. Well, Melbourne showed no interest at all. Look, remember, Vossi, when it first started, there was all the talk about sport washing and so much controversy about it. So politicians being politicians, they just said, we might sit back and wait and just have a look at how this goes. Well, Malinowski's jumped in Adelaide, and it's turned out to be a boon. I see they're saying that something like 40% of the 94,000 that arrived over the last 3 days were from interstate or international. So that means a hell of a lot of hotel rooms, a lot of money spent at restaurants, and the whole LIV experience is not cheap. I mean, the merchandise, $60 for a cap, $140 for polos and things like that. So it's not cheap to go out there, and I think you can play today on the composite setup at the Grange for about $1,700. So the money talks right at the moment.
The next idea, a mooted idea, fellas, was that each captain of those LIV teams will get a home tournament. It might be in their home city, it might be in their home state or their home country, but it could be a juggernaut going around the world if they get that, if they duplicate that Adelaide enthusiasm.
The merchandise might be expensive. They've got a bit to recoup, Andrew. There's a bit to recoup on the LIV golf.
Can I just make a point, fellas, and I'll throw it out there. We're four blokes of an age. You know, we're not of the younger generation, has to be said. I'm sorry to break the news to your heels, Pat. We've been around the block a few times. The shoey doesn't get me.
Neither.
There's no way on God's earth I would ever fill a dirty shoe with any liquid and drink it. And to see Cam Smith and Greg Norman, and mate, there must have been a thousand shoeys done on the weekend at LIV. There's no way I'd do it. Boys, are you shoey fans? Would you do it?
No, I'm not a shoey fan. As I said to Heels as well, as we were making a hasty departure for the airport last night, I could hear Cam Smith on stage. As they were being presented with the team trophy, trying to encourage the entire crowd to do a shoey. So it was all going to be a little messy. And
big shoey fan. I'm a big shoey fan.
Oh, are you?
And my niece Elisa does glovies. So she puts it in a wicket-keeping glove. She's even worse. The first time she went to do a glovey, you know, there's holes in between your fingers, right? And the aeration holes. She worked out, I better tape them up because the glovey was empty. But
the glovey
and
the shoey. Matt Russell, last word on the shoey.
Well,
are you?
I wanted to ask you, Andrew. You put your headset down after calling a big rugby league game. The crowd, as one, turns to you in the commentary box, and someone says, "Here, Vossi, have this shoey." Peer group pressure. You got tens of thousands of people watching at you. You do the shoey. I am sure. I'm sure you do the shoey.
Matty Russell, I'm sure you're wrong.
Okay, I might test that one.
It ain't happening. Yeah. Now, I've gone on air this morning. If I gone the early crate, Pat Heels, on Reece Walsh, I experienced, Matty saw it Saturday night. We were at Campbelltown for Fox League. The Reece Walsh phenomenon, I'm now calling it. I have followed rugby league all my life. I've seen superstars come through, you know, the days that ET and others. I'm saying Reece Walsh is the biggest thing the game's ever had to the kids of the game. There were... Everyone wanted a selfie with Reece Walsh. Is he that big? Have I got that right?
Look, I came through the Lewis era up here, so much so that, you know, probably 15 years into the Broncos' existence, when Wally would go down to report on a training session with Channel 9 or whoever he was with at the time, he would sign more autographs than the players themselves. So I did see the Wally phenom, but I think I've got to agree with you, Vossie. He's as big as they get right at the moment. They just adore him.
Yeah. How good was it when the ball boys were getting their photos with him and the ball boys had their Reece Walsh socks on? It was fantastic, mate. The Broncos were very, very good early, weren't they? And they made the West Tigers look second rate, and it was a game they were very wary of.
One of the ball boys' heels was David Clemmer's son, Cooper. So
you've got
the Tigers... You know, hard man enforcer through the middle. His son's the ball boy going up to Reece Walsh saying, "Hey, Reece, how about a selfie?" So,
that's brilliant.
We were impressed with the Broncos. They must be making some noise again in Brisbane, no doubt.
Yes, they are, mate. They are. And imagine them when they haven't got wooden legs. I loved your call, Vossie, when Adam Reynolds was backing back with wooden legs. It was like he's in a wheelchair going backwards. Then he gets the intercept. Yeah, how good was that? The Bronx are extremely popular. I'm pleased to hear Kevy today sort of give them a little slap on the back of the hand for being a bit wasteful. I thought he'd do that last week against the Canberra Raiders. They knocked one on over the line. They knocked on a simple pick the ball up and score a try, and they had smiles on their face. I thought Kevy might crack it then, but he cracked it last night. A few too many errors when they were trying to all be scoring a try every ruck.
Heels, Pat, Vossie's already said it. We're old blokes. I remember the day when you were playing 50 over one day internationals where 220 meant that you were in the contest. You had a score on the board. What about the runs and the sixes we're seeing in the Indian Premier League? Over the weekend, Johnny Bairstow, 108 not out. as the Punjab Kings beat the Kolkata Knight Riders with a record T20 run chase, 2 for 262 off 18.4 overs. Jeez. I know, Vossi, you've been keeping an eye on the sixes that were hit in that game.
There's been the markets, boys. Gamble responsibly, of course. But the markets is, you know, your overs and unders on the sixes market. You could have paid off. You could have paid off your house by now if you had a back overs on the sixes, like over 16. There's been 26 and 36s in these games over the weekend. It's been outrageous.
I've noticed another thing as well as the sixes. They're putting Yorkers away now. So a good area to revert to is full, fast, wide Yorkers, wide of off. But they're hitting them past third man and backward point now too. And so that's been an improvement. So maybe they got to straighten up their Yorkers and make sure their Yorkers not miss their length. But the batsmen are extremely versatile and very powerful at the moment. I think the bowlers have been left behind.
And the T20 World Cup, it's on in June in the West Indies and the US. And Heels, I believe that Australian team is being named this week.
Yes. Do you know, has it been announced how many we're picking?
Don't know that number.
No, because I picked my team overnight and I've got it to 17. I bet it's 15 that we've got to take World Cup.
Yeah, I think 17's a bit over. I think you overclubbed there, Heels. I don't think it's going to be more than 15. Is Fraser McGurk in there? Yep. Again, another big innings over the weekend.
Yeah, I think so. It might cost Tim David. We've just got to, and so I've omitted Steve Smith, Sean Abbott, and Jason Berendorf, because I've put in Spencer Johnson, Aaron Hardy, and Jake Fraser McGurk. Now I've also put in Warner at the top of the order, because he's not only being rested, he's injured. So if he can't get this injury right for Delhi, they're going to give him full rest to make sure he's right for the World Cup. Now, I'm never going to underestimate Warner in his last World T20. So he's in. Marsh, Maxwell, Green, Inglis or Wade, whoever. Matt Short. There's our batting lineup. How powerful is that? And I haven't even got Tim David in there or Jake Fraser McGurk. They're on the bench for me. But have we got room on the bench for both of them? So we're going to have a very good team, and it's a very difficult tournament to win a T20 World Cup.
Pat, we need to put this. Are you happy to fly solo on the program up there? Brisbane Eels been in touch on the text line. Says surely Eels gets a start for the T20 Cricket World Cup in the US later this year. Surely. So, are you prepared to fly solo, Pat? We'll send Eels. We'll get a GoFundMe page going to make sure Eels gets there.
Vossie, love your work, mate. Actually, I've got a question for you. You're going to be my expert. I'm reverting my Stump Eels question to you being my expert. Ooh. Here's Pat to read the question.
Yeah. So,
and I'm going to take your answer.
It's blatant cheating. He's gone to an expert like you. The question for Stump Heels up here today was, Cronulla skipper Dale Finucane has retired, obviously with too many head knocks. How many NRL grand finals did he play during his 251-game career?
I know the answer to that.
I'm just going to lock in five. I'm going
six and 1-2 of them.
Matt Russell was my go-to, Paddy.
Heels, get your red pen ready. It's a 15-man squad, Heels, so you need to trim a couple out of that 17.
Well, I'm probably going to trim a keeper, and I don't need Spencer Johnson and Aaron Hardy on the bench. So one of those. I'm going to take the left-hander. Aaron Hardy misses out for me. That's 12, 13... 14. How many have we got to take? 15?
He's taking his shoes off.
I got them both in. Tim David and Jake Fraser McGurk. That's
there
power.
There we go. All right, boys, to finish, Brisbane v Roosters. No bigger game in round number 9. Which way are you going? Because Roosters, that was 60 points posted on Anzac Day. Looked pretty impressive, but Brisbane, they look back to me as well. Even if Mam and Cobbo don't get onto the field, it'll be a strong squad.
Yeah, well, he's saying that Mam won't be playing, and obviously we remember what happened in Vegas with the racism calls, etc. So there could be a bit of spite. I'm sticking with the Bronx.
Yes, I think the Broncos will be much more aware of Sam Walker than last week. Bronx. But the Roosters on paper look great, and they should have been playing that well all year long. So it's a great game, but we're not going to stick our neck out and go against them up here.
Oh, no, well, yeah, well, we love the early crow. Lock in early tips. That's what we're all about on this program. Let's hope for 40, 50,000 plus would be fantastic. Pat and Heels, have a great rest of your Monday.
Will do, Vossie. Thanks
a lot. Thank you, Vossie. Thank you, Matty.